Welcome to Puritans Read, where we read aloud great Puritan works, authors, and biographies. Today, episode 33, the last episode of A New Year's Gift by John Schauer. Some have imagined a typical representation of the two covenants in this feast. The Old Covenant, figured by the year past, and the covenant of grace, or the gospel state, by the new year then begun, and that by the sound of trumpets was prefigured the future preaching of the gospel. According to that of the apostle, their sound went forth unto all the earth, and their words unto the end of the world. And so, the feast of trumpets is abrogated by the preaching of the gospel, if that were typically signified by it. The publication of the gospel is the joyful sound, Psalm 89:15. And ministers are to lift up their voice like a trumpet, Isaiah 58:1. The discharge of their office as watchmen is expressed by setting the trumpet to their mouth, Hosea 8:1, Ezekiel 33. When the Jews shall be converted to the faith of Christ, it is said, in that day the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come who are ready to perish, Isaiah 27. 'Twas the office of the priests to sound these trumpets, Numbers 10:8. The public dispensation of the gospel is committed to ministers, set apart for that work, as the sons of Aaron, for theirs. We read but of two trumpets at first, for Eleazar and Ithamar, the two sons of Aaron, Numbers 3:4. But David added many musical instruments, and in Solomon's time, at the dedication of the temple, we read of 120 priests who sounded with trumpets, 2 Chronicles 5:12. Without supposing any type here, in a strict and proper sense, we may yet farther consider the parallel and observe how the joy and gratitude these trumpets did excite is exceeded by that greater rejoicing promised and foretold by the prophets when the glad tidings of the gospel of salvation by the Messiah should be published to the world, Isaiah 54:1. Luke 2:11, Galatians 4:27, which hath been in part accomplished and will be more complete in that kingdom of peace and purity which Christ will establish upon earth toward the end of the world, and shall be finally perfected at the end of time, when days and years and time, thus measured, shall be no more. When the Messiah, our Savior, having finished his mediatory undertaking as to what concerns earth, shall come again from heaven with the trump of God to raise the dead and summon all the world to their final judgment, then shall he deliver up the kingdom to his Father, and the faithful shall enter into the joy of their Lord and be forever with him. There is a tradition among the Jews, mentioned by Maimonides, that on the first day of the new year, God enters into the judgment for the sins of the year and life past, that everyone's faults are weighed against his good works. He that is found righteous is sealed unto life, and he that is found wicked is sealed unto death. And 'tis a general custom that hath obtained among the Jews for the first days of the new year to rise out of their beds in the night and to continue in their synagogues praying and worshiping until break of day. The superstitious and ridiculous ceremonies of the modern Jews on this day I shall not repeat. However, vain and groundless, superstitious and absurd, many of their customs and practices are on this day. Yet, this blind devotion of the Jews may justly shame and condemn the Christians of our age, who commonly spend the beginnings of every year worse than any other parts of them, And instead of any solemn retirement for prayer and meditation, which might assist them to number their days and prepare for eternity, instead, I say, of such seasonable exercises, how do vain and hurtful sports and pastimes, or trifling and unedifying mirth and fruitless conversations, consume the greatest part of the days and nights, too, of the beginning of the year? And thus, when the first fruits of the year are offered up to sin and vanity, 'tis no wonder if the following parts of it are employed to no better purpose, without any due concern for the soul and an everlasting state. To endeavor some remedy to these disorders and give some assistance to such desire seriously to make religion their principal business is the end of publishing the foregoing reflections. I most heartily beseech the God of all grace to influence by his Holy Spirit the conscience of every reader that some such good effect may be attained, having found the practice recommended to be of some use to myself and my own heart warmed in composing the substance of these papers, though without any intention at that time of exposing them to the world. 'Tis not unreasonable to hope that what hath been beneficial to one may be helpful to another. It cannot certainly be improper to begin the year with God, with whom we should begin every day. 'Tis decorous and becoming to dedicate ourselves to him in a more solemn manner than ordinary at such a time, thankfully to acknowledge the favors and blessings we have particularly received the year past, and to recollect the sins we have been guilty of, to confess and aggravate them with humility, contrition, and deep remorse, to renew our covenant with God, to repeat and fortify our resolutions of living better, imploring his grace to assist us in it, to reflect seriously on the mutability, frailty, and brevity of our present life, to consider the swiftness, uncertainty, irrecoverableness, and consequent value of our time, to look forward to a blessed or miserable eternity, one of which we must everyone share in, and to confirm our faith in the certainty thereof, considering our near approach to such an unchangeable state, to think what improvement we should make of the death of others, especially of relations and friends who have lately been called home, to make the supposition in good earnest that we may follow them this year and die before another New Year's Day, to impress such a thought on our hearts and the inferences that may naturally be deduced from it, to beg of God to enable us to redeem our time and discharge the duty of our particular places and prepare us for all the events of the following year, and so effectually teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto true wisdom. Lest we be surprised by an unexpected death before the period of another year. And lastly, to pray for our relations and friends, families and neighbors and our enemies too. And plead with God on the behalf of Zion and the afflicted and deformed state of the Protestant churches. To some of these and the like purposes, I hope what is here offered may be subservient, if considered with seriousness and application, after humble invocation of the blessing of God and the aids of his Spirit, composing our minds and thoughts as in his most awful and holy presence. I have only this to request, that if any reader shall find any real benefit in this kind, he would so far requite my charitable assistance of him that, when his heart is most serious, his spirit most composed and devout, and his affections most vigorous and lively, he would not forget to put up one prayer to heaven for me, for greater holiness and abilities to honor God and persevering faithfulness to his truth and interest, whatever temptations to desert it may be employed by the world, the flesh, and the devil, the three great enemies of thine and my salvation. Signed by John Schauer. So we come to an end of a New Year's gift by John Schauer. I am a little uncertain as to whether the next planned reading, which is A Method for Prayer by Matthew Henry, will happen. I began this podcast years ago using the free app Anchor. Anchor was bought by Spotify, which was not a problem, but now, suddenly, Spotify needs to do some new sign-in procedure, or needs me to do some new sign-in procedure. I cannot seem to manage it. It asks for new passwords. I provide them. I still can't get in. I am using the old way, but that ends on the 30th of April. So all this to say, if I never drop another episode, that will be why, but I'm going to try. So hopefully we will all soon be enjoying episode one of A Method of Prayer by Matthew Henry. This concludes episode 33 of A New Year's Gift by John Schauer.